Christian nationalist, a Christian patriot. The question becomes, can you be a Christian and a nationalist or a patriot? Here's the way that you need to determine the answer to this question. God gave the land that we call America to people who wanted to worship Him, Christ Jesus, in freedom and truth. In Europe at the time of the Reformation, there was a great division between Catholics and Protestants. As a matter of fact, there was persecution, there was people being called heretics, there was martyrdom. It was ugly. Furthermore, there were denominational differences among the Protestants who had been affected by the rigidity of the Catholic Church, so that when they formed their church, if you will, they were rigid in rejecting anyone who didn't agree with them 100%. So it was an issue of politicizing everything that was spiritual at that point in time. In England, Henry VIII had established the Church of England so he could get around Catholic laws which prohibited him from divorcing his wife. So politics was embedded in the religion of that day in an unhealthy way. So sincere, truth-loving Christians wanted to pursue their search for more enlightenment without the constraints of a political church. God honored their reaching out to Him by giving them the bestest land on the planet, America. The colonists were set free by the truth, and the American Revolution was an expression of this freedom. The government that they formed was based on the truths of Scripture. So America is a gift from God to His children. If your natural parent gave you an inheritance, would you allow a stranger to steal that inheritance without an outcry? I don't think so. So why should Christians relinquish their God-given right to enemies, their God-given gift to enemies of Christ and the freedom that He gave us? There is no reason unless the Christian proves unworthy of the gift by not valuing what God has given. Remember Esau, Genesis 25, 29 through 33, did not value his birthright, did not honor the promises of God, the gifts of God, and so gave up the gift of God to his brother Jacob. For the above reason, I believe that is not only right, but it's immoral not for a Christian to be a nationalist or a patriot.